You know, folklore is a fine thing, and y'all can believe this tale, or say it's the biggest lie you ever heard. A little while back, I met up with an old boy that I hadn't played music with for a long old time, and he invited me to go down to his house and spend the night. Decided we'd pick some. We sat around the fireplace and picked a little while the little lady got supper. Now, I know that most of you here in the audience tonight have two at least favorite foods when you're real starved, I mean real hungry, that you like a little better than anything else. Well, two of mine would be cornbread and navy, or pinto beans cooked with a big slab of pork shoulder, or ham. Don't you know that's good? She called us onto that table, and we got sat down in there. That was two of the main good dishes she had on the table, and I was ashamed to eat more than a fourth of what I wanted to that, because I tried to use what little table manners Mama learned me, you know, over the years. After supper, we went back to the fireplace and picked away down the shank of the evening. He stopped right in the middle of a good tune and said, "Gosh almighty, Doc, I got to go to bed. I got to work tomorrow." And I said, "Well, I noticed when you showed me around this pretty living room with all this nice hardwood paneling and everything on this pretty log house you built that there's just one big old king-size bed way back there in the corner. If you'll hand me about three or four of those good homemade quilts, I'll sleep right here in front of this good warm fireplace just like a pig in a bed of leaves." He says, "Well, Doc, I can do that and give you a good pillow, too, if you want to do that." But he said, "Why don't you just sleep in front of us back there? That big old king-size bed's so wide we'll never know you're there." And I said, "Well, son, I ain't used to that kind of thing, but I guess good." We lay there about ready to go to sleep when his little hounds took every splinter off that back porch after something that growled up next to his pig lot. He jumped out of there into them boots and britches and grabbed that old shotgun, and I heard him click the thing down to see if it was loaded as he went out the door, and he said, "I'll get him this time. That bear's gonna get my little pigs if I don't shoot him and kill him." When he went out of here and all the way up through the woods, she leaned over and said, "Now's your chance if he won't waste no time." Well, I'll tell you all the good truth. By the time he got back, I had to eat up all them beans and the rest of that cornbread. Ha ha ha.